Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, everyone. It's Monday, February 27th, 2012. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex Jones today. Alex is on the road, just finished up a very successful live event in Orlando yesterday, a complete sellout. Over 1,000 people showed up. He sold out that event. The first time, in fact, that venue has been sold out ever in the history of the venue, I think over 50 years. We've got a ton of news coming up for you today, including some commentary on the school shooting that has been reported this morning. We've got news on the Stratfor information leaks that WikiLeaks is now publishing. Got that information coming out. We've got also some interesting satire bits that I hope you'll enjoy. I've got one coming up on 10 vaccines we really need instead of the ones we actually get. That's coming up. Hope you enjoy that. We like to combine information with a bit of comic relief. And along those lines, at the bottom of this hour, we also have ventriloquist Ian Varela joining us with his character, Old Man Gramps. Now, for those of you on the radio, of course, you won't get to see him operating his character, but if you go to prisonplanet.tv and watch this, you'll be able to see that. In any case, his voice acting is fantastic. That should be a really funny bit. We've got that coming up. Also today, at the top of the next hour, Jonathan Emore joins us. He is a health freedom attorney. He's the author of the new book, Restoring the Republic, with a foreword written by Ron Paul. We'll be interviewing him about his ideas, which are very solid, very progressive, and very much restoring the Bill of Rights. Those ideas, you'll hear more about them at the top of the next hour when Jonathan Emore is our guest. And then finally, in the third hour, we've got Liz Reitzig, I believe that's how she pronounces it, joining us to talk about some very important events coming up this week about raw milk and food freedom. Yeah, there's a big event coming up this week that's driving the establishment absolutely crazy. And you need to know about it, and we're going to ask for your help to participate in that in any way you can. Now, getting to some other breaking news, we've got news about a peer-to-peer alternative news distribution application for computers. I put out the call for someone to build that. We'll talk about that after this coming break. We've got Wyoming advances a doomsday bill to look at what the state should do in the case of a total economic collapse. That's coming up. We've got the UK. George Osborne admits the UK has run out of money. Yeah, we'll hear more about that on the other side. We've also got Obama playing the race card, calling on churches to support the campaign. A new Harvard study says that pasteurized milk from industrial dairies is definitely linked to cancer. You know how they're always attacking raw milk and saying it's so dangerous for you. Oh, my God, don't drink anything that's alive. Well, they don't tell you the truth that pasteurized milk is so filthy that if they didn't pasteurize it and kill everything in it, that milk would probably kill you overnight. It's very dirty, and it has, again, been linked to cancer. We'll get into more of that. We've got the emails from WikiLeaks, already mentioned that. And then the actual glossary of terms from Stratfor, where they get into describing the ATF and the FBI and Israeli intelligence and some of the other interesting organizations around the world, all that coming up and much more. Plus, a mystery virus kills thousands of lambs in the UK. This is being published by The Telegraph. The National Farmers Union has called it a catastrophe and a ticking time bomb. We've got the TSA airport checkpoint left unattended in Sacramento. Yeah, they just walked off the job there. Well, gee, I mean, who wouldn't? If you work for the TSA, why would you want to stay? Right? And then we've got drone timetables are being announced by the FAA. Yep. The skies will be open to more drones in the next 90 days. We'll have that timeline for you and much more when we return here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Stay with us. We'll be right back with all that news and much more straight ahead.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the man sitting in the Oval Office said that we're no longer a Christian nation in June of 2009? Did you know that he also said after 9/11, America didn't live up to its ideals? And while speaking in Egypt, he said, you might say that America is a Muslim nation. No wonder he says the Holy Quran, but never says the Holy Bible. What country is he talking about? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. It's Monday, February 27th, 2012. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today, who's on the road. He's in Orlando, Florida, just finishing up a very successful live presentation yesterday. We've both been on the road a lot lately. And I have to apologize. I'm a little bit stuffed up today. I sort of blew my voice out on Friday doing this bit. You know how I do these satire bits that are really relevant to current events? We did this TSA Help Wanted satire animation that was really popular that Google censored. And I did all the voiceover for that. And I was doing this voiceover bit for Bill Gates. You know, because Bill Gates is... he's got his depopulation agenda, and he's got all this technology that's trying to cause infertility, like these ultrasound items that are causing infertility in males. And, you know, the mosquitoes and the GMOs and everything, it's like depopulating the planet. And I was doing this bit called Bill Gates the Sperminator. It was like the Terminator movie, but it was all about Bill Gates. And I sort of blew my voice out doing that, and then I guess I got exposed to something, so I'm slightly symptomatic, fighting it off, but feeling great. But in fact, bring up that cartoon. We did publish the cartoon on Friday of Bill Gates the Sperminator, if you would. For those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, that's the cartoon, and it's a really funny bit. I'll do a little bit for you. It goes like dun 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 dun, using exotic technology from the future. Dun 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 dun. One man is trying to destroy humanity. Dun, 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 dun. Hasta la vista, babies. No más hijos. Dun, 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 dun. Yes, Bill Gates is the Sperminator. Dun, 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 dun. Coming soon to a theater near you. Dun, 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 dun. Humanity's only chance to fight back against the depopulation agenda is to catch him downloading Microsoft Windows updates and patches. And anyway, it goes on like that. It's just a little bit that hopefully we'll get finished and we'll play it for you. Nothing like a little comic relief from time to time. Now, speaking of that, we are going to cover all the hard-hitting news for today. We've got Ian Varela coming up at the bottom of this hour, Jonathan Emord at the top of the next hour. He has a new book called Restore the Republic with a foreword by Ron Paul. And we've got Liz Reitzig talking about food freedom and the raw milk events coming up later this week. And now let's get right to the news. We've got, well, let's start with this one, the school shooting today. I'm not going to spend much time on this because all the facts haven't come out yet that are relevant, but there has been a school shooting today. Of course, the mainstream media is going to blame guns. Of course. What won't come out is whether or not the student or whoever ended up doing the shooting, we don't know that fact yet, whether or not they were on psychiatric drugs. Because we know that antidepressants and SSRIs and all of these psychiatric drugs cause children to feel isolated from reality. And the school shootings in the past, like Columbine, for example, involved children who thought they were playing a video game because they were so their minds were so disconnected from reality. So they could run around and shoot their fellow classmates and not even feel anything, feel no empathy. They didn't even realize that they were doing that. And time and time again, not in every case, but in many cases, I would say the majority of cases, these school shootings are linked to psychiatric drugs. So it will be very interesting to see if this shooter or shooters, whatever the case may be, has been linked to psychiatric drugs. And if so, whether the mainstream media will even cover it. Why do we call them the mainstream? You know, the hoax media. We still haven't settled on a name for that. But we're not going to get into the details of that shooting until we know more about the shooter. But just giving you a preview of the correct way to interpret that, it's probably drug-related, psychiatric drug, FDA-approved prescription drug-related. Now, in other news, I've got an urgent red alert call for the development of a peer-to-peer alternative news application. This is a call that I put out last night on naturalnews.com that we need to fight back against censorship on Google, on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook, all across the internet. And the way to do that is we need a team out there who can develop a peer-to-peer, a BitTorrent-like application that allows us to share and carry news, text, audio, and video news that's distributed peer-to-peer. There is no application like that that exists. I have tried to talk to Alex about that, but he's so super busy running InfoWars and he's on the road and so on. I just decided to go ahead and take on this project myself. If it's successful, we will, of course, share it with InfoWars. The idea being that InfoWars and Natural News would be the first two news organizations to use this peer-to-peer BitTorrent-like news application. It would bypass the search engines. It would bypass all the social networks. It would get information directly into the hands of people all across the country. So if you know somebody who is able to help develop that technology, send an email to P2P at naturalnews.com. Again, that's P2P at naturalnews.com. I will personally spearhead the development, the project management of that campaign, and share that technology with InfoWars so that we can get another pathway of getting information out to you that cannot be censored. This is crucial for the future of free information. I believe information should be free. And I'm also against all of the patents on seeds, all the patents on medicines, on foods, on animals, all of those things. I believe information should be free, and that application can help us continue to exercise our free speech rights, especially when times are getting increasingly uncertain. And along that note, Wyoming is now looking at a bill, House Bill 85, where they're saying it would create, this bill if passed, would create a state-run government continuity task force which would study and prepare Wyoming for potential catastrophes from disruptions in food supplies to a complete meltdown of the federal government. Isn't that interesting that the state of Wyoming is now looking at doing this? It would even cover Wyoming potentially issuing its own alternative currency. How's that? Yeah, very interesting. In addition, it would also examine the conditions under which Wyoming would need to implement its own military draft. Wow, you don't hear that very often. raise a standing army, and acquire strike aircraft and an aircraft carrier. Now, when I saw that, I thought, don't you need an ocean for an aircraft carrier? Because, I mean, maybe my geography is a little bit behind, but I don't think Wyoming has an ocean. Are you going to float the aircraft carrier out there in one of the lakes in Yellowstone or something? But notwithstanding that little seeming glitch in their plan, they are talking about raising their own army, having a military draft potentially. Again, it's not they're not saying there's any urgent issue on the horizon. They're just saying, you know, the world is not stable. Let's look at what we should do as a state to protect the rights of our citizens, to protect the safety of our citizens. And I think it's a, you know, I think it's an intelligent thing to do. But if more and more states do that, I wonder what the feds are going to think about that. How dare you states have your own army? How dare you think about your own currency? How dare you? That's what the feds are going to say about that. We've got a mystery virus that is killing thousands of lambs in the UK. Moving on to health news. Thousands of lambs have been killed by a new virus that's causing serious deformities such as fused limbs and twisted necks, which means the newborn lambs cannot survive. 74 farms across southern and eastern England have been hit by this virus. The National Farmers Union in the UK has called it a ticking time bomb. Now, when I read this news, I immediately began to think that this could be related to GMOs. I'm not certain of that. You know, the jury's still out on that. We need more science. But remember last week when Jeffrey Smith was on the Alex Jones Show, and Jeffrey was talking about that virus type, the size of a virus, but I'm not sure if it was actually a virus, but a new microorganism that has been discovered riding along with the GMOs. It's been discovered in the animals that are fed the GMOs. And he talked about how all these animals that are fed GMOs do so much better when they get to a non-GMO diet. So I immediately began to think this could be a GMO issue. Maybe these lambs are being fed GMOs and they're being born with all these weird deformities. Again, I don't know that for sure, but it's something to check out. We do know that GMOs cause all kinds of infertility, and that's clearly not a good situation. TSA airport checkpoint left unattended in Sacramento. Yes, indeed. The TSA, quote, officers, shouldn't even call them officers. The minimum wage TSA employees, whatever they are, they left their post and five people got past this unattended security checkpoint. As a result of the incident, here's the funny part. The officials said, again, this is TSA officials, they said that two TSA officers have been removed from screening duties and are to undergo additional training. Like, what, their initial training didn't include stay at your post? If you can't get that part of it down, you know, what hope do you have as a government oppressive, you know, moron thug working at the airport reaching down people's pants? You can't even stay at your post. I mean, that isn't that the most basic thing that the TSA is supposed to do? Just stay at your post. Can't even do that. Let's see. I got something for you here. Last week, some news came out that vaccines are being developed for salmonella. Yeah, this is a foodborne disease, a foodborne microbe. Salmonella, it's not like you, the person, get salmonella. It's usually in the food, and then you consume the food. Well, they're trying to come out with a vaccine for salmonella, and they're saying that's going to save everybody from all this contaminated food. What are they going to come out with next? A vaccine not only for every microbe in a human being, but a vaccine for every microbe that might infect some food? And it got me thinking that there's vaccines for all the useless stuff, but not enough vaccines for the stuff we really need. So guys, prep that music in that slideshow. Let me know when you're ready. I've got a little bit here about top 10 vaccines we really need. Let me know when that's ready. Instead of the vaccines we're actually getting, because the vaccines we're actually getting are things like dropping vaccines for coyotes and rabbits and skunks and turtles. Now, they're actually dropping them on wildlife. So here are the top 10 vaccines that we really need. Go ahead. Got that music? Nope. Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up shortly. All right. Until we get to that, we've got let's go to the UK has run out of money. George Osborne says, obviously he's the chancellor, says next month's budget has run out of money. Quote, the British government has run out of money because all the money was spent in the good years. What do we got here? Okay. All right. The money and investments in the jobs need to come from the private sector, he says now. Can you imagine that? The private sector, you mean, might be our savior for the budget? We'll have more on that, and plus the top 10 vaccines we really need, as I promised. We'll be rolling with that on the other side of this break. We've got a lot more coming up here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. Mike Adams filling in for Alex today. We'll be right back after this break.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Yeah, there's all kinds of crazy breaking news today, as usual. We got the school shooting that we already mentioned, which, again, the mainstream hoax media will try to use that to blame it on guns. And, in fact, we're going to cover that issue that Alex talked about yesterday about the school girl, the 4-year-old who drew a picture of her dad with a gun. And then the police arrested the man and strip searched him, saying that he was being arrested for possession, illegal possession of a firearm. What if her dad was a cop? You know, what if her dad was a fireman and she drew an axe? Or what if her dad was a paramedic and she drew a picture of a knife that you use to rescue people when they're stuck in their seatbelts in their cars? I mean, it's ridiculous. We'll get more into that later, but let's go to the top 10 things we really need a vaccine for. This should be fun and interesting, and this is a little comedy bit about vaccines that we do need instead of the ones they give us. Go ahead and roll that. Number one, we need a vaccine for resisting mass media brainwashing, the CNN jab. Instead of the MMR, we just call it the CNN. Did you get your CNN yet? Number two, we need a vaccine that blocks the toxic effects of BPA, the hormone-mimicking plastics chemical that creates man boobs in those who eat too much of it. Number three, we need a vaccine that shields us from the magical, paralyzing hideousness of Janet Napolitano's face, like the Medusa. Number four, we need a vaccine that protects us from the brain-damaging metals found in vaccines. So before you get your flu shot, you first get your aluminum vaccine so that you're immune to the aluminum in the flu shot. Number five, we need a vaccine that boosts immune defenses against GMOs and causes you to just involuntarily chuck those GMOs right back up. Hey, grocery manager, can I get my money back on this? Number six, we need a vaccine that we can give the vaccine-pimping doctors that will cure them of being total big pharma whore zombies. Number seven, we need a vaccine that can help you find a parking spot. Yeah, take the shot, find your spot. You get the jab if you need it or not. Number eight, how about having a vaccine that simply protects people from being total morons when they vote? It would activate extra brain cells before anybody punches a hanging chad and accidentally votes for Obama again. Oh, no. Number nine, we need a mental vaccine that protects people from false authority brainwashing. So when the government screams, give up your rights to be safe from terrorism, your brain goes, huh? But the government created the terrorism. Weird. Number 10, we need a mandatory vaccine for politicians that makes them tell the truth. Mr. Obama, are you an American citizen? No. Mr. Bernanke, are you trying to destroy the U.S. economy? Yes. Mr. Romney, are you taking orders from satanic aliens who are trying to geoengineer the planet for extraterrestrial colonization? Yes! 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 There you go. That's the top 10 vaccines we really need. My apologies to all those celebrities named in that bit. It's obviously satire and humor. Hope you enjoyed it. Now, we do have more humor coming up at the bottom of the hour. But, of course, it's a serious message. Every time we do satire, we're expressing our First Amendment rights. We do cover real issues in that. So the issue, obviously, that we're reflecting in that is that we have vaccines for all these silly things, like a salmonella and like the measles or chicken pox. Remember when you used to just get the chicken pox and then you overcame it and you were perfectly fine and you never get it again? Now they have chicken pox vaccines because apparently it's there's something wrong with getting the chicken pox. No, that is practice for your immune system to be strong, to get the chicken pox, to get the measles. A healthy body can throw off those infections without any problem. Just like I'm throwing off a slight infection today, you know, immune system is working just fine, getting some practice. It's like going to the gym and working out with some weights to build up your musculature, right? It's just good practice. What's wrong with practicing your immune system? All right. By the way, vaccines are marketed much like terrorism. Have you ever noticed that? It's designed to scare you into compliance. Like terrorism, they say, oh, today's a yellow alert or orange alert or red alert. It's designed to scare you. Oh, Iran might have enough material to develop a bomb, and they're going to bomb the Statue of Liberty, all this other nonsense. Well, vaccines are promoted with the exact same kind of warped logic. Oh, there's been an outbreak. Seven children in a school got measles, so all the unvaccinated kids have to be sent home. Wait a minute. If vaccines protect the vaccinated kids, why are they afraid of the unvaccinated kids? Tell me that again. And if you check the outbreak, it happened among those who were vaccinated. See, that's the other thing the mainstream media, hoax media, never tells you. Every one of these outbreaks happens among children who have been vaccinated. When there's a measles outbreak, it's children who are vaccinated against the measles. When there's a chickenpox outbreak, it's often children who are vaccinated against chickenpox. I mean, it just goes on and on. When there's a flu outbreak, it's among those who are vaccinated against the flu. So you see the logic just never holds up. All right. We have time for this. Oh, man, the drones. Not that much time, I know, but we got to get into this. I tell you, I get into this more at the top of the next hour. But the Federal Aviation Administration has announced a timeline now where they're going to have drones flying all over the skies of America for police stations and fire stations and even, you know, traffic control. Yeah, it's all about spying on you. You know that. We'll give you that news coming up. Plus, a sound bit from Patty Finn, an attorney who is being tyrannized by the government for her anti-vaccination legal actions. Much more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgeazolin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back on this Monday, February 27th, 2012. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex Jones. We've got Ian Varela, a ventriloquist here, joining us in the studio for the next segment. Hold on a second. Well, he's got his character, Old Man Gramps, who's going crazy over here. Apparently, Old Man Gramps.
I am not happy.
Yeah, apparently he's not. Anyway, we want to welcome Ian to the show. He's live here in studio, and for those of you on the radio, you'll be able to hear his character voice. For those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you'll be able to see the comedy and Ian's
that
website.
Way only half the people see your lips moving.
Very good. The website for Ian is comedyvent.com. Comedyvent, short for ventriloquist.
Comedy ventriloquist. It's hard to say.
Stop moving your lips.
You say it, then I'll say it.
All right, so Old Man Gramps.
Yeah.
You're a farmer from Central Texas? What's your deal? Where are you from?
I'm the chicken farmer.
Chicken farmer.
Chicken farmer from from San Antonio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's, lost a lot of chickens last year.
What happened?
I think I planted them too deep.
You planted them too deep?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I know. I should have planted them farther apart. I don't know.
Now, when we talked before the show, Gramps, you mentioned the government was giving you a hard time with some of your farming practices. What was going on with that?
Oh, it's that darn Bud Light Lecter that poisoning that chickens.
What?
They poison the chickens.
With what?
Poison. I think that was the corn that
genetically modified corn.
Is that what it stands for?
Yeah, GM corn.
Oh, I thought that was a new car that General Motors was coming out with.
No.
No?
No, not it. Genetically mutated.
Oh, it's different. Okay.
So what happened to your chickens when they ate that GM corn?
Well, I came back there, and, you know, it looked like the final scene from that movie Scarface.
What final scene?
You know, the dead people all over the place. Come and meet my little friend.
It's
horrible.
What about the EPA? Do they leave you alone out there, or they pretty much give you...
No, gosh darn it, that dust thing. Jeez, they don't even call it dust anymore. They got a real fancy name for dust.
What do they call it?
Something it's granulated particles.
Granulated particles.
Yeah, or something like that. What do you think about that, Gar? I think that's a big heap of post-digestive cattle feed.
Wait a minute. Where's the dust even coming from?
From the tractor.
So you're driving your tractor, you're making dust, and the EPA is giving you a hard time?
So now I need a new kind of tractor.
What kind?
Oric.
What?
Oric.
the vacuum cleaner?
They got the HEPA filter.
And what's an Oric tractor do?
Less dust.
I see.
See?
I see. Clever guy.
I'm telling you, I got an answer for everything.
All right, so you're into farming, you're into sustainable living, it sounds like.
Yes.
You're into green living?
Oh, sure. We got lots of weeds around our house.
No, that's being, you know, good to the environment.
Oh, sure, yeah, thanks to that genetically mutated corn there, then chickens are so big, I don't need a car. I can just saddle up and ride into town.
Okay, what about the economy? How's that affecting you out there in your farming operation?
I'm telling you what, there, I know for Ron Paul there in that gold standard.
Yeah, they should go back to go with the gold standard there.
I went to Walmart last week, and they paid me in change.
What kind of change?
Yen. Paying me in yens. And drachmas.
What about, is it increasing the cost of your farming practice? I mean, buying gas and things like that?
Oh, gee, I'm telling you. $50 just to fill my tank.
Wow.
And that was just my lawnmower.
Okay. All right, maybe you need one of those plug-in tractors.
Well, there you go.
Hybrid tractors.
I gotta get a long enough cord because I got lots of acreage.
All right. Well, speaking of politics, you mentioned Ron Paul. You mentioned the gold standard. What do you think about the politicians vying for the Republican nomination right now?
Oh, I hope they do something. I hope they the old Rocky.
Yeah, you don't like Rocky.
Yeah, I don't like him. I'm kind of glad he got elected, though, because it got him off my back.
He was on your back. How's
that? Every day he's coming up to me and asking me for change.
I think that was his campaign slogan.
Yeah.
We need change.
Oh, change from what?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Well, not much has changed, actually. That's the bad part about it. What do you think about what do you think about Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney. So, I haven't really kept up too well in the news. What's up with Mitt Romney?
Well, I mean, he's the latest globalist. He's sort of like Obama, but white. I mean, he's just the same policies, the same everything.
Obama's not white.
Oh, man. What about...
half black. Half Christian, half Muslim.
What about Santorum? What
do you? Oh, I tell you,
he doesn't watch the news very often.
So, it sounds like Gramps has a little bit of an asthma problem.
I'm on some medication there, and it's making me kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, not now.
All right, so a little too much on the...
Not now, Gladys. Get did that last week.
Get up. Rest in peace.
I'm up.
All right, so it sounds like he's got a medication benefit under Obamacare or something.
Yeah, how's he getting health care? Me a health plan.
What's your health plan, Grants?
Don't get sick.
Okay.
I went to the doctor, and he's trying to save money. I had a really bad cough, just like you did, and he gave me laxative.
Gave you laxative for your cough?
Yeah.
That makes you stop coughing?
Makes you afraid to cough.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
All right. Ian, let me ask you a question, just me to you here for a second.
You can take a break now.
So Gramps is one of your characters. You've got a number of characters, can you describe some of your other characters?
Oh, we got Alfred.
I hate that little.
I know. They don't get along too well. Alfred's kind of a Muppet type character. He's always gets me in lots of trouble. And got pulled over one time for speeding, and that's another show. But Gramps says Sancho.
Oh, Sancho.
Yeah, he's from south of the border. He's from the capital of Mexico,
Phoenix.
And
do you find that people are really open to comedy right now these days? I mean, there's a lot of stress out there the political environment, and you're able to cover these topics.
Oh, everybody needs characters. To laugh.
Especially now.
Yeah.
All right, well, going back to Gramps. So what are your plans, Gramps? Are you fighting back against the EPA on this dust issue?
Yes, I'm fighting back on the EPA there. They killed my chickens. So I'm going to get them back. I'm taking them all out to lunch.
The EPA?
Yeah. Where are you going? Kentucky Fried Chicken?
What do you think about this issue?
Big glass of milk.
Mystery virus kills thousands of lambs in the UK. Look at that. See this issue?
There goes a lot of fetal social lives. Not keep it clean.
No, these lambs are being born with serious deformities such as fused limbs and twisted necks.
Yes. Yeah, you know what they're going to do? They're going to... You know where the virgin wool comes from, don't you?
No.
Ugly sheep.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Apologize to our listeners for the off-color humor.
I wish not off-color.
All right, whatever you say, Grant. For farming is in America, then, with all this oppression going on of farmers, what about the raw milk issue? The raw milk farmers are being arrested at gunpoint for milking their cows or trying to sell their milk.
Really?
Yeah. That happened to the Amish. You're not Amish, are you?
Oh, no, no, and on TV. You know how the Amish catch a how horse? They sneak up behind it and they build a barn around it.
I didn't know that.
Well, are you going to be at the raw milk freedom event coming up later this week?
Oh, raw milk. That's a good stuff. I'm going to bring a bucket or two.
Oh, yes.
I got some vintage. That's good stuff. Yeah.
So he's not really up to date on the raw milk freedom.
I'm not really up on these things, you know. I had a WikiLeak last week that I'm wearing Depends now, so I know, right?
You are up on current events. WikiLeaks did. That was breaking news today.
Yeah.
In fact.
What happened? I missed it.
You got to really get up on things.
And
I guess so.
Look who's working me. All right.
All right, so where are you playing, Ian? Where do you get Gramps out to talk to people about current events?
A lot of our shows are private corporate shows for banquets, and did a show. Seems like a lot of the companies we're working for now used to be other companies.
And they got bought out.
They got bought out, and they have new merger names.
Oh, yeah.
Did a show for 3M. They just acquired Goodyear, and they got a great new, what's their new name?
Good.
Right. And, the people who make Grey Poop on Mustard just bought out the Levi Strauss Corporation, and their new name is
Poop on Pants.
Do you ever do any events for globalist, elitist, corporations, the Rockefellers.
Hell yeah.
No, Monsanto. DuPont.
Nope. Well, so many, you know. We did so many. It's really hard to keep track of what we've done. Yeah, we do a lot of work. And we're going to be in Louisville. We're doing the comedy club. Yeah, sure. There's your comedy caravan weekend.
For those listening, just let me give everybody an update. Yes. This is the Alex Jones Show. We've got a comedy ventriloquist on. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex.
Rush Limbaugh.
No, you're not Rush Limbaugh.
We've got Ian Varela here with his character, Old Man Gramps, who's got a lot of complaints about government intervention with his farming practices, apparently, the EPA. And what about the USDA? You know, they approve genetically modified sugar beets.
Yeah, what is up with that sugar beet of all things?
Well, I guess, you know, they wanted to grow more sugar with Roundup pesticide in it. Nothing.
That don't make no sense.
Well, no, it doesn't. But, I mean, since when did GMOs make any sense?
This is true. This is very true. I'm a simple farmer.
You're a simple farmer.
Yes, sir. Just last year, I planted cabbage and razor blades.
Why'd you plant razor blades?
Coleslaw.
See. Oh, my.
See, okay. Shoot in.
Guys, you got any questions I need to ask Old Man Gramps here? We've got to feed him some good questions.
Yeah, Gork on in here. Something's wrong.
Oh, my. Okay. What's your prediction for who's going to win the presidential election?
A Republican.
Which one?
Doesn't matter.
And what about firearms? You know, firearms are being taken away all across the country now from people. You have a shotgun or something out there on your ranch?
Sure do. I got me a shotgun there, and I bought it when the daughter turned 16 and started dating. Yeah, that way I can have something to clean when the boyfriend comes over. Yeah.
All right. And what else are you into? You into Ron Paul? You into Liberty?
Ron Paul and into rap music.
Rap music?
You really?
Sure.
God.
Oh, sure. I like rap. I like that Eminem.
Eminem?
Yeah, I like him.
What do you like? What song you like?
You know that one that goes, you know, my name is what? My name is what?
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
Rachel. I do. I'm getting his cold. You're getting his cold. We're all getting your cold. It's, I do country and rap.
Country and rap? What's it called?
Crap.
Old Man Gramps. He sort of wedged his way into the studio today and started ranting. You're sitting right on Alex's desk. What's with your socks, no less? What's the deal with that?
It's getting comfy.
You must have all kinds of farm critters right there.
Oh, I tell you what, we got horses and chickens and bulls, and you do not want to try and milk that bull.
You don't want to
know.
Oh my gosh! Okay, I can just tell someone's going to be calling and screaming at me here in just a minute. Old Man Gramps, what's in your future? We've only got a couple minutes left. Oh, what do you want to set for the future here for farming in America?
Have you lived in Centerville or San Antonio all your life?
Not yet.
You live in San Antonio?
Oh, sure. I live there in San Antonio.
It's kind of dry, kind of drought conditions there right now?
I'm telling you what, it's horrible. It's just horrible. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm getting audited, too. Angry.
You're angry?
Dang, IRS.
Did something put up a red flag?
Yeah.
What put up a red flag?
I had money in my bank account.
Oh, my. All right, Ian. Ian, your last name, Varela?
Varela.
Okay, Ian Varela. The website is comedyvent.com.
You mentioned the DVDs on sale.
Thanks. Subtle, Graham. Very subtle.
Yeah, where is that? On eBay?
eBay, just type in my name, Ian Varela, or comedyvent.
Comedyvent.com. You can find some more bits.
We're offering a deal on our DVDs where you get free shipping between now and March
2nd. And Ian's got some other characters. You have like a devil and an angel character.
Yes, we do.
Did they talk to you too?
They are always fighting.
And what else? What other characters do you have?
Alfred, we've got Gramps, we've got Sancho the Parrot, and the drawing board. Oh, that's a cool thing. Yeah, it's a board. We draw a face onto the board, and it starts to move by itself.
Well, last question for you. What do you think about free speech in America today? Here you are practicing free speech.
Yes.
We practice free speech right here on the Alex Jones Show. Are you a big defender of the Bill of Rights and free speech?
I am a big defender of that and gun law. I fight for my right to hunt in the city of San Antonio.
In the city?
The city.
What are you hunting for in the city?
Liberals. Liberals.
No.
Austin.
That's not okay.
It's not all right.
No, you can't say that on national radio. Oh. You can't. You have to be politically correct.
Fifth Amendment.
That's taking the fifth.
Yeah, the First Amendment.
All right.
I'm confused.
We're going out now. I hope you enjoyed that segment with Ian Varela and Old Man Gramps. Just a little bit of comic relief for you on this Monday. We'll come back with a lot more breaking news and guest Jonathan Emore to the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got a lot more ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. Welcome. You're just joining us. Thanks for joining us on this Monday. We've got breaking news about an attorney who's being attacked for her position on vaccine rights for parents. This is a big breaking news. We've got an exclusive audio bit coming up. Her name is Patty Finn, and she was served with papers to suspend her license to practice law. Charges have been filed against her because of her address to the parental rights rally in West Virginia. She is also being ordered to disclose the names of the people she represents who do not vaccinate. Now, I hope you realize the enormity of this announcement. All right, this is an attorney, a licensed attorney in West Virginia, who is helping parents protect their rights to not vaccinate their children from these vaccines that admittedly cause seizures and cause comas, sometimes can even cause death in many cases. And Patty is helping them protect their rights. She is now being absolutely, Patricia Finn is her name, or Patty. She's being absolutely attacked by the establishment. They're trying to take away her license. They're trying to force her to disclose the names of her clients. What about attorney-client privilege? You know, what about the rule of law in this country? She says she refuses to disclose the names of her clients. She says she'll go to jail first before giving out the names. And we have an audio clip, an interview that was just conducted today between Robert Scott Bell and Patricia Finn. Go ahead and roll that audio, please.
I'm being monitored on the internet. My address on Wednesday before the We the Parents rally in West Virginia was very well advertised on the internet. And sure enough, when I was leaving to go there, I got served with a complaint saying that I lied about the number of people I represent, the nature of my work, and they want the names and addresses and the details of the parents who do not vaccinate. And I will tell you that they have taken everything from me. I can barely make a living. I can't pay my mortgage. I have lawyers who work for me that haven't been paid for weeks. They're absolutely torturing me, and my license is coveted. It means a lot to me, and I don't want to lose it, but, you know, 70% of lawyers are out of work in New York State. You know, they could take my license. I'll hire an attorney for $10 an hour to do what I'm doing. Wow. And I hate to sound so glib, but I'm done. Gloves are off. You know, bring it on. They came to my house to serve me with papers because I filed a lawsuit to protect my rights, to stop them from doing this to me. And while I was in West Virginia, they were in my office, they were talking to my neighbors, they were talking to my tenants, talking to my children. When I got home, my son gave me a business card from the 9th Judicial District investigator looking for me. Why? Because I filed a lawsuit. Years ago, I would have been afraid, and, you know, I'm not, and for that, I'm truly grateful. I'm not afraid.
That's Patricia Finn, the attorney in West Virginia, who is now being just completely attacked for her position on defending the rights of parents to protect their children from vaccination. This harassment is being called the Wakefield effect, obviously referring to Dr. Andrew Wakefield, whose career was completely destroyed. His medical license was stripped from him because he dared to question the false, fabricated science of the status quo in relation to how vaccines alter the health of children. Now, we've got much more news coming up here. Also tonight on InfoWars Nightly News, an interview with Patty Finn, so be sure to check that out on InfoWars Nightly News. A lot more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show, including an interview with Jonathan E. Mord, author and health freedom advocate. Check all that straight ahead as you stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with much more. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.